There's lots of scripture and lots of scripture. You can look at 2 Thessalonians 2:7 all the way down to 2:14. It says, actually, this is an interesting one. 2 Thessalonians 2:7, for the mystery of lawlessness already is working, only he is holding back now until he comes out of the mist. I'll talk about that later, without rapture. And then the lawless one will be revealed, which is the Antichrist, whom the Lord will consume by the spirit of his mouth and will bring to nothing the brightness of his presence. His coming is according to the working of Satan in power and miraculous signs and lying wonders, and in all deceit of unrighteousness and those being lost because they did not receive the love of the truth in order for them to be saved. Because of this, God will send to them a working of error for them to believe the lie, that all may be judged, those not believing the truth, but who have delighted in unrighteousness. That's really powerful. Everyone said, why is the Antichrist going to get to rule and reign? Why is he going to be so deceptive? Why is he going to be able to get, why is he going to have miracles and signs and wonders? And why is he going to bring false peace? This doesn't seem fair. This doesn't seem fair to people when God allows the Antichrist to look like he possibly could be God. And God says, I'm going to turn everyone over to this working of error who do not want to live righteous, who do not want to live in right standing with God, who do not want to know the true and living God. I'm going to turn them over to their deception that they want. You guys, you need to be careful that you want to be holy and you want things the way God says it and you love his word and you want to be in his word, because there's coming a time, and it's already coming, that people are going to be turned over to a lie and a delusion, and they're going to think it's truth. And they're really going to, we can mention people who have turned over to this stuff, and they sound, it sounds so good. The whole new age, everybody love and let's tolerate everything, and it sounds so good. I mean, my heart goes out to people struggling with gender issues. Because talk about buying a lie. The Bible talks about when what nature itself shows us is not normal. I got an article on this in the church guide this week, so get ready. But God's saying in this scripture, he's saying, look, the world's going to get so bad in the last days that men are going to start lusting after men, and women are going to start lusting after women, and they're going to act like that's normal. Isn't that cool how God knows all this stuff? Don't be all shocked. And he says, even nature can tell you that is not normal. Even nature can tell you that aborting a fetus is killing a baby in the process. But people don't call it murder. I mean, our wisdom has gotten so messed up because of deception. We've lied to ourselves long enough. I mean, our politicians lie. Everybody lies. It's just a big, gigantic world of lies. It's so delusional. And truthfully, if it's just to not be a part of all that and to see clearly and to see truth, I want lies out of my heart. Do you understand? What I participate in with the enemy, I am blinded to. I hope everybody gets that. Deceit, you don't get it. Deceit means you're deceived. I know you wouldn't come here if you wanted to stay deceived, because this would not be fun teaching. In James 3:14, if you have bitter jealousy and contention in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. For when you lie against the truth, this is not the wisdom coming down from above, but is earthly, beastly, devilish. For where there is jealousy and contention, there is confusion and every foul deed. But the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, yielding, merciful, good fruits, not pretended. Wow, we're going to have to preach that again one day. We'll have to do another teach on jealousy. Jealousy and contention. Contention is trying to prove you're not inferior or wanting to be superior. And jealousy is just angry and bitter that you're not someone else or have what someone else has. And Satan has set us up to have these things. And the Bible here is saying, don't lie about it. So what does that show us? If there's contention in your heart, oh, this is really good. If there's bitterness in your heart, Bitterness is saying God didn't make you right. God wasn't fair with you. You didn't have the right parents. You're not the right gender. You're not the right skin color. There's blah, 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 blah. It's wherever you blame God for where you're at. And that's bitterness. And that's a root. Jealousy is comparing yourself to others and wanting what they have or wanting to be who they are or thinking theirs is so much better. It's just such the wrong thinking. Contention is feeling inferior or feeling superior, either one. So there's contention. And God says, where those things are, you got to quit lying to yourself about them. And we deal with that when we deal with this hate, hidden hate. Hidden hate is hidden under a lie. Oh, I love them. Then why do you scream and cuss them out when nobody's looking? Why do deep in your heart you have evil thoughts about them? See, there's a lie that I love them is a lie that's hiding this deep, deep jealousy, bitterness, and contention. And so God wants to get it out of there. You don't realize if you feel inferior because of your job, if you feel inferior because you're not married and somebody else is married, whatever it is that the devil puts in your thinking to make you feel less about yourself, that is an area where the enemy, if you don't want to deal with that, if you want to think, well, that would be petty to think like that. Well, that would be immature to think like that. Or, you know, it's too painful to think like that. And you start covering that way of thinking with a lie or lying spirit. What's it? That lying spirit's going to make you, it's a lie. It's going to make you feel better about yourself. God doesn't want you to have a lie making you feel better about yourself because that's a lie, right? It's deceit. He wants you to get rid of that lying spirit and go to that place where there's jealousy, bitterness, and contention and bring truth to it. To where no matter what you're doing, you're excited that that's what you're doing. It's where God has you. It's where he can use you. It's where you're impacting people for the kingdom of God. And you can see all the good stuff he has there. Do you see what I'm saying?